So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf continues, and the Chacham say, Lechel kezayis b'chutz kezayis l'machur, kezayis l'machur kezayis b'chutz. If a kohen had a machshava of chutz l'mkame on a kezayis meat, and a machshava of chutz l'zmanu on another kezayis meat, or vice versa, or kechatzi zayis b'chutz kechatzi zayis l'machur, kechatzi zayis l'machur kechatzi zayis b'chutz. He had a machshava of chutz l'mkame on a half a kezayis meat, and a machshava of chutz l'zmanu on another half a kezayis meat, or vice versa. Possible the aim by cars. The carbon becomes possible, but not pigle. Yehuda disagrees and says it depends. In the case of kezayis l'machur kezayis b'chutz shemachshavas hazman kadm l'machshavas hamakom pigle v'chayavin lav cars. If the machshava v'chutz hazmanu came before chutz l'mkaymai, the carbon does become pigle. However, in the case of kezayis b'chutz kezayis l'machur shemachshavas hamakom kadm l'machshavas hazman possible the aim by cars. If the machshava v'chutz l'mkaymai came before chutz hazmanu, the carbon does not become pigle. While the Chacham holds Zev Zev Pasal Ve'im Bekaris. In both cases, regardless of whether the Machshava V'chutz Hazmanu came first or last, the carbon does not become pigle. The Gemara offers two approaches in Rebbe Yehuda. Ilfa says that the Machlekes is only B'shtei Avoides. The Kohen had each Machshava during a different Avoida, and only here does Rebbe Yehuda hold pigle B'chayovin Lav Karis. Because as Rashi explains, Shari Kevar Hukva B'pigle B'sulei Asi Machshava's P'sul U'mafkalei. Since the pigle already took effect during the first avoida, the other machshavas psul cannot take effect afterward during the second avoida to remove the pigle. However, b'avoida achas, if he had both machshavas during the same avoida, even Rebbe Yehuda agrees that pasul v'im b'karas, because delay hook for b'pigle b'machshava mu'revas. Both machshavas take effect simultaneously, and it does not become pigle because there's another psul. While Rebbe Yechanan says machlekes is even in the case of b'avoida achas, and even here Rebbe Yehuda holds pigle b'chayyabin lav karas. Because he holds like Reb Meir in Masechtas Temura, that toughest lashon rishon, when a person makes a statement with two different parts, such as chutz hazmanu and chutz l'mkame, we only go with his initial statement of chutz hazmanu. The Mishnah there discusses a case of harezu temuras oila temuras shlam. The person said that the kedusha of a carbon oila and a carbon shlam should be transferred to his animal. Reb Meir says harezu temuras oila. Only the Kedushas Oila is transferred to his animal, but the Kedushas Shlam is not transferred because he holds Tavas Lashon Rishon, we only go with the initial statement of Temuras Oila. While Rabbi Yitzi disagrees and says it depends. Im lekach niskaven tchilo, hoil v'yev shalaitzi shtei shemes ka'achas, dvarav kayamen. If he initially intended for both, then both Kedushas Oila and Shlamim are transferred to his animal simultaneously because he only stated Oila first because he cannot say two things at once. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzi holds af begmar dvarav nitfas, we go with the whole statement. However, v'emesha amma harezu tumuras oila v'nimlach va'amma harezu tumuras shlamim harezu oila. If he initially intended only for tumuras oila and then retracted and now also wants tumuras shlamim, then only kedushas oila is transferred. The Gemara inquires in Reb Meir's opinion of toughest lashon rishon harezu tumuras oila v'shlamim ahu. What does Allah have stated the word tumura only once for both oila and shlamim? Perhaps Reb Meir only holds in the case of tumuras oila tumuras shlamim toughest lashon rishon because shnei diburim hu v'havali k'nimlach. Since he stated the word temura for each, they are considered two separate statements, and we only go with the initial statement because he cannot retract. However, Meir would agree in the case of temuras oila vishlamim af begmar dvarav nitfas because chadiburu hu b'tarvayi chayli. Since he stated the word temura only once for both, they are considered one statement, and we go with the whole statement, and both take effect together. Or Meir holds even in the case of temuras oila vishlamim tafas lashon rishon because pashta kedushas oila b'kula v'sulei asei shlam v'chayli. Once the Kedushas Oila takes effect, it spreads to the entire animal, and the Kedushas Shlam cannot take effect afterward, because in Kedusha Chala al Kedusha, a second Kedusha cannot take effect over an existing Kedusha. The Gemara proceeds to inquire, if we assume that Rameya holds even in the case of Temuras Oila Vishlamim, Tafas Lashon Rishon, then what would Rameya hold if he explicitly said, Lach Tzaisa L'Oila V'Dashlam? The Kedusha should take effect on half of the animal for Oila, and on the other half for Shlam. Perhaps Rameya would agree, in the case of Lach Tzais, Af bigmar dvarav nitfas because chadiburuhu ve'in zechal b'leizeh. Both kedushas take effect simultaneously on half the animal. Or a mayor holds, even in the case of lach, says tafas lashon rishon, because kivin the pashta b'palga, pashta b'kula, v'le'os t'shlam b'chayli. The kedushas oila first takes effect on half the animal and then it spreads to the entire animal and the kedushas lam cannot take effect afterward. And the Gemara concludes that this is a machlekes. Abaye says that a mayor agrees in the case of lach, says af bigmar dvarav nitfas. While Rava says that Rameir holds even in the case of Lachzis, Tafas Lashon Rishon. The Gemara now applies Abaye's opinion to our Mishnah regarding Pigul, in which Rabbi Yehuda concurs with Rameir, and holds Kol Shemachshavas Hazman Kadm Al Machshavas Hamakim, Pigul Machayevan Lav Karas, because Tafas Lashon Rishon. Now, if we assume like Abaye that Rebbe Meir agrees in the case of Lachzais, Af Begmar Dvar of Nitvas, then in the Mishnah's case of Kezayis Lamachr Kezayis Bachutz Beshchita, if he had both Machshavas during Shchita, it depends. According to the opinion of Einel Shchita El Lebsayif, only the last moment of Shchita is considered the act of Shchita, Pasal Vein Bekaris. The Pigul cannot take effect because this is considered Lachzais, as Rashi explains, to Lav Mehadr Im Luchei V'chadiburuhu. Since both machshavas can only take effect at the last moment, they're considered chadibur, and since each machshava was only for one kezayis, they were both able to take effect simultaneously, and pikul does not take effect when there's another psul. And therefore we must say that Rabbi Yehuda follows the opinion of yeshna l'shchita mitzchilah v'atzayif. The entire shchita process is considered part of the shchita, and therefore pikul v'chayav and lavkaris. The carbon would become pigul in the case of simin rishon chutzas manei simin sheni chutzim kaimai, if during the shchita of the first simin he had a machshava for chutzas manei, and during the second simin he had a machshava for chutzim kaimai, and pigul does take effect because trei diburininu, the ifkalahu midibur kama, since the two statements were at different times, the pigul takes effect from when he made the first statement of chutzas manei. The Gemara proceeds to explain Rabbi Yehuda's opinion Maseftes Menachos of kezayis lamachr kezayis bachutz b'mincha. If we are to assume that Rabbi Yehuda agrees in the case of Lachzais, Af Begmar Dvar of Nitfas, then regarding Pigul Bekmitza, Pasla Ve'im Bekaris. If he had the Machshaba while separating the Kaimitz from the Mincha, the Pigul cannot take effect, because since both Machshabas can take effect simultaneously on different parts of the Mincha, this is considered Lachzais. Therefore, we must say that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion applies in one of two cases. Pigul Behaktara, if he had the Machshaba during the Haktara when burning the Kaimitz Silas and Kaimitz Levina on the Mizbeach, and the mincha would become pigul in the case of shehikter kaimetz mincha chutzlas manoi, kaimetz levaina chutzlim kaimai. During the first haktaras kaimetz seilis, he had a machshavas chutzlas manoi, and during the second haktaras kaimetz levaina, he had a machshavas chutzlim kaimai. In this case, pigul does take effect because trei dibur ninu, the ifkaluhu midibur kama. Or, Behuda's opinion applies in the case of pigul b'haylacha. If he had the machshavas during the haylacha while carrying the kaimetz to the mizbeach, and the mincha would become pigul in the case of pisiyas. During one step, he had a machshavas chutzas manei, and during the second step, he had a machshavas chutzim kaimai. In this case, pigul does take effect because trei dibur ninu ve'ifkaluhu midibur kama. The Gemara then goes on to elaborate on the machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yisi in Masechtas Temura. The Gemara proceeds to question Reb Yehuda according to Reb Yechanan's approach that a filib avoida achas machlekes kezayis kezayis tenan oy kezayis ukezayis tenan. Does the Mishnah refer only to where he stated kezayis kezayis? If for each machshava he said the word kezayis without the letter vav, and only then does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the pigul takes effect because trei dibur ninu betavas lashon rishon, these are considered two separate statements, and the pigul takes effect because we only go with the first statement of kezayis chutzas manei. However, Rabbi Yehuda would agree where he stated kezayis ukezayis. If for the second machshava he stated the word ukezayis with the letter vav, the pigul does not take effect because chadiburuhu ve'ir of machshavas hava. The letter vav combines the two into one statement, and they both take effect simultaneously. Or the Mishnah even refers to a case of kezayis ukezayis, and even here Behuda holds the pigul takes effect because they are considered two statements despite the letter vav. The Gemara concludes that Rebbe holds kezayis ukezayis tanan.